There was no such thing as a young adult book when I was growing up, but there were plenty of books that caught my imagination and convinced me that reading was a wonderful activity, an activity that was full of wonder. Huckleberry Finn springs to mind, and The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, of course, and the slightly disturbing experience of reading The Wizard of Earthsea. But if I jump forward to my mid-teens, I was admiring Bleak House, and I was enjoying wandering in those foggy London streets. But I was reading it for A-level, and it didn't feel like it had much to do with my life. My relationship with reading had changed. There was less engagement, less enchantment. And then, or around then, I read The Catcher in the Rye. I thought it was funny and serious and melancholy all at once. I felt directly addressed in language which wasn't quite my own, but which I nevertheless recognised. I read everything else by Salinger, which wasn't very much. Franny finding her way out of depression, Buddy circling around his older brother, and I understood how Salinger had made all his fiction link up, creating what these days film and graphic novel fans might call the Salingerverse. It was a great pleasure to see names recurring and to understand where they belonged in Salinger's world. It made me feel in the know, included. And I read his short stories in the collection Nine Stories. Two in particular stood out. In A Perfect Day for Banana Fish, a young woman talks to her mother about her husband, Seymour. We then see him chatting to a young girl, and then abruptly, shockingly, he kills himself. I was seduced by the audacious movement of the story, the jaunty, funny dialogue, the sense of a world of pain lurking beneath a beautifully crafted surface. And I had much the same response to Faresmi with Love and Squalor. Another tortured young man encounters another young girl. This time her earnest innocence and the exuberance of her younger brother are enough to rescue him from despair. I can read those two stories now and find the portrayal of the women in Banana Fish unsympathetic, and see that the children in both are handled with sentimentality. But both the stories conjure compelling characters out of a few scant words. They briefly open a door to a different life. They hint at a world of experience before and after and behind the story. When I first read them, I knew that I wanted to write stories that did all of those things. And I wanted to write stories that were funny and serious and melancholy all at once. I was drawn to the length and breadth and variousness of Dickens, but it was Salinger who made me feel that writing was a realistic goal, and that it might arise from my own life and experience. I started to read short stories voraciously, and I started to write them.